Brilliance Audio.
Nobody Needs to Know by Pigeon Pagonis, performed by the author. Dedicated to every person, intersex and not, who has been robbed of their bodily autonomy. Author's note: this book is a memoir and is drawn from my experience, my memory, and the detailed journals I've kept throughout my life. Some names and identifying details have been changed to provide individuals with privacy. Otherwise, this is my story as I remember it and the truth as I've pieced it together over the years. Part 1. Introduction. How do you write about the first time you ruptured? How do you describe what it felt like when flares began escaping from the fissures? How do I tell you what it was like to witness the onset of my explosion at the age of 18? As my core began to collapse, I stood still in my college dorm room, staring hard into a mirror. My reflection was blurred by outbursts of fiery tears. I used the palm of my hand to pull my hair back, and a fresh tear sailed down the ridge of my cheekbone like a tiny, icy hot comet. I scanned my features with the acuity of an astronomer, searching for my Polaris amid the mesmeric chaos. A neural meteor shower lit up the valleys of my brain as I processed all the things I had, until that moment, avoided realizing. My eyes traced my inky, unruly eyebrows, skimmed down the bridge of my father's Hellenic nose, and finally landed on the soft patches of jet-black strands of fur above my lip. I'd been at war with that mustache since fifth grade, when my mother finally let me use her hair removal cream. The blurry telescope I was using to survey the landscape, every facial feature and all the puzzling childhood moments, slowly clicked into focus. A glimpse of something resembling truth materialized. "They lied to me," I said under my breath. "They all lied to me." Chapter 1. For most of his life, my father struggled with stability. At just 11 years old, he lost the most important thing in his life to stomach cancer, his father. His mother, my Yaya, told me that she felt like she'd lost control of him by the time he was in his teens. After just barely managing to graduate high school, a miracle, it is said, he spent most of his time with cars. Like his father, he was a self-taught mechanic. Unlike his father, though, he was also a part-time hustler. He and his friends sometimes made money by stripping car parts for profit. When he wasn't stripping cars, he spent his weekend nights drag racing them in dark alleys. And when he wasn't doing burnouts and banging the clutch to shift gears at just the right moment, he could usually be found at a bar with his friends, their motorcycles lined up next to each other out front, drinking beer and keeping one eye on the pool table for the next sucker whose pockets they could bleed dry. My father was wild with a good heart, just a bit misdirected. Tall and sun-kissed like an olive in the Mediterranean sun. My mom fell for George Pagonis and dropped out of her community college, which just so happened to be across the street from where George lived in his family home. George and Lori, my mom and dad, were soon wed at St. Nicholas, the church my mom's grandfather helped build, as the story goes, after immigrating to Chicago from Albania. Soon after that, I was conceived. Sensing her first grandchild might grow up with a father who would either die from a drag racing accident or be locked away in prison, my Yaya had lunch one day with a church friend. This man, she was told, had connections. And soon after that lunch, my father had a new job with the City of Chicago's Department of Water Management. Suddenly, my dad had what most blue-collar Chicagoans dream of: a solid, steady union city job with benefits, overtime, and a highly coveted pension. My Yaya's intervention was perfectly timed because shortly thereafter, my mother discovered she was pregnant again, with my first sibling. After a year or so at his new job, my dad came home one day, stood in the middle of our Austin Avenue living room, and told us it was time to look for a new house, the kind my parents whispered.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?